South Dakota is receiving more than $8 million from a California lawsuit against Volkswagen. The South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources is handling disbursements of the state's share of the settlement. Some of that money will land in Rapid City. In response, the Rapid City Standing Committee on Sustainability is now open to public comments on how it should be spent. Kelly Moore is a member of the Sustainability Committee that is helping Rapid City to decide how to spend its cut, even though that amount remains an unknown for now. He says the possibilities fall into two categories: mitigating diesel emissions from large vehicles and supporting electric cars.
We would like to increase the infrastructure for charging stations so that the public is more likely to buy an electric vehicle because they are coming.
Moore says in this tourist economy, the Black Hills private sector currently accommodates some electric vehicles by providing charging stations. He says business owners find that doing so draws in customers as well as employees.
A lot of businesses throughout the country, they're putting chargers in their parking lots for their employees. And it's just one more benefit. It's a very inexpensive benefit to provide for them and give them another incentive of why they come to work for them.
Zero emissions vehicles, or electric cars, have moved forward much more quickly in Europe than in the United States. Moore says that is in part because gas is much more expensive in Europe. But he says the U.S. is reaping the benefits of Europe's advances in technology, which is bringing down the cost of electric cars.
The predictions are by 2022, an electric car will cost you exactly the same as an internal combustion car, you know, size for size. And that's just purchasing it. That's not using it.
Moore says he'd like the city itself to get involved by adding some electric vehicles to its fleet of staff cars.
A lot of the cars are only driven 15, 20 miles a day, you know, and some of these cars have got ranges up to 300 miles.
He says the city can test the efficiency of these vehicles while setting an example for residents. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.